tonight on Adventure. What you are now witnessing is footage never before seen by civilized humanity. A lost world in South America, lurking in the shadow of majestic Paradise Falls, it sports plants and animals undiscovered by science. Who would dare set foot on this inhospitable summit? Why, our subject today, Charles Muntz. The beloved explorer lands his dirigible, the Spirit of Adventure, in New Hampshire this week, completing a year-long expedition to the lost world. This lighter-than-aircraft was designed by Muntz himself and is longer than 22 Prohibition paddy wagons placed end-to-end. And here comes the adventurer now. Never apart from his faithful dogs, Muntz conceives the craft for canine comfort. It's a veritable floating palace in the sky, complete with doggy bats and mechanical canine walker. And Jiminy Cricket, do the locals consider Muntz the bee's knees? And how?
Adventure is out there.
But what has Muntz brought back this time?
Gentlemen, I give you a monster of Paradise Falls.
And golly, what a swell monster this is. But what's this? Scientists cry foul. The National Explorer Society accuses Muntz of fabricating the skeleton.
No!
The organization strips Muntz of his membership. Humiliated, Muntz vows a return to Paradise Falls and promises to capture the beast alive.
I promise to capture the beast alive. And I will not come back until I do.
And so the explorer's off to clear his name. Bon voyage, Charles Muntz, and good luck capturing the monster of Paradise Falls. Here's Charles Muntz piloting his famous dirigible. He hurdles Pike's Peak. He hurdles the Grand Canyon. He hurdles Mount Everest. He goes around Mount Everest. Is there nothing he cannot do? Yes, as Muntz himself says, adventure is...
another human being ever in my life. You will have to swear you will not tell anyone. Cross your heart. Do it. My adventure. adventure book. You know him. Charles Muntz, explorer. When I get big, I'm going where he's going. South America. It's like America, but south. Wonder where I'm gonna live? Paradise Falls. A land lost in time. I ripped this right out of a library book. I'm gonna move my clubhouse there and park it right next to the falls. Who knows what lives up there? And once I get there, well, I'm saving these pages for all the adventures I'm gonna have. Only, I just don't know how I'm gonna get to Paradise Falls. That's it! You can take us there in a blimp! Swear you'll take us! Cross your heart! Cross it! Cross your heart! Good, you promised. No backing out. Well, see you tomorrow, kids. Bye! Adventure it up there! You know, you don't talk very much. I like you. Wow.
Thank you. right inside, huh, Ellie? Mail's here. Shady Oaks retirement. Oh, brother.
Hey, morning, Mr. Fredrickson. Need any help there?
No. Yes. Tell your boss over there that you boys are ruining our house.
Well, just to let you know, my boss would be happy to take this old place off your hands and for double his last offer. What do you say to that? Let's take that as a no, then.
I believe I made my position to your boss quite clear.
You poured fruit juice in his gas tank.
Yeah, that was good. Here, let me talk to him.
You in the suit. Yes, you. Take a bath, hippie.
I am not with him.
This is serious. He's out to get your house. Tell your boss he can have our house.
Really?
When I'm dead.
I'll take that as a maybe.
Order now. You get the camera, you get the printer. 4X optical zoom. Schneider lens. Photo printer. SD card.
Good afternoon. My name is Russell, and I am a wilderness explorer in Tribe 54. Sweat Lodge 12. Are you in need of any assistance today, sir?
No.
I could help you cross the street.
No.
I could help you cross your yard.
No.
I could help you cross your porch.
No.
Well, I gotta help you cross something.
No, I'm doing fine.
Good afternoon. My name is Russell, and I am a wilderness explorer in Tribe 54.
Slow down.
Sweat Lodge 12.
Kid!
Are you in need of
Thank
any
you, but I don't need
today?
Any help.
Ow.
Proceed.
Good afternoon.
Let's skip to the end.
CD, these are my wilderness explorer badges. You may notice one is missing. This is my assisting the elderly badge. If I get it, I will become a senior wilderness explorer.
The wilderness must be explored! Go, go!
It's gonna be great. There's a big ceremony, and all the dads come, and they pin on our badges.
So, you want to assist an old person?
Yep. Then I will be a senior wilderness explorer.
You ever heard of a snipe?
Snipe?
Bird. Beady eyes. Every night it sneaks in my yard and gobbles my poor azaleas. I'm elderly and infirm. I can't catch it. If only someone could help me.
Me! I'll do it!
Oh, I don't know. It's awfully crafty. You'd have to clap your hands 3 times to lure it in.
I'll find them, Mr. Fredrickson.
I think its burrow is 2 blocks down. If you
two
go
blocks
past
down, got it!
Snipey. Bring it back here when you find it.
Nice.
Okay, keep it coming. And stop. Hey! Hey, you! What do you think you're doing?
I am so sorry, sir.
Don't touch that!
No. Let me take care of that for you.
Get away from our mailbox.
Sir, I...
I don't want you to touch it!
Thank you.
sorry, Mr. Fredrickson. You don't seem like a public menace to me. Take this. The guys from Shady Oaks will be by to pick you up in the morning, okay?
What do I do now, Ellie? Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Mr. Fredrickson. You ready to go?
Ready as I'll ever be. Would you do me a favor and take this? I'll meet you at the van in just a minute. I want to say one last goodbye to the old place.
Sure. Take all the time you need, sir.
That's typical. He's probably going to the bathroom for the 80th time.
You'd think he'd take better care of his house.
Thank you.
Ah!
Hi, Mr. Frederickson. It's me, Russell.
What are you doing out here, kid?
I found the snipe and I followed it under your porch. But this snipe had a long tail and looked more like a large mouse. Please let me in.
No. Oh, all right. You can come in.
I've never been in a floating house before. Goggles. Look at this stuff. Wow, you're going on a trip?
Paradise Falls, a land lost in time.
You're going to South America, Mr. Frederick?
Don't touch that. You'll soil it.
You know, most people take a plane, but you're smart because you have all your TV and clocks and stuff.
Whoa, is this how you steer your house?
Huh?
Does it really work?
Yeah. Oh, this makes it go right, and that way left. Hey, look, building. That building's so close, I could almost touch it.
You should try this, Mr. Frederickson. Look, there's a bus that could take me home 2 blocks away.
Hey, I can see your house from here.
Don't jerk around so much, kid.
Ah!
Well, that's not going to work.
I know that cloud. It's a cumulonimbus. Did you know that the cumulonimbus forms when warm air...
Stay there. All right, blow up the balloon. What?
And that's how we get lightning.
That's nice, kid. What are you doing over there?
Look!
See? Cumulonimbus.
A nap, so I went ahead and steered us down here.
Yeah, sure. Ow. Can't tell where we are.
Oh, we're in South America, all right. It was a cinch with my Wilderness Explorer GPS.
GP what?
My dad gave it to me. It shows exactly where we are on the planet. Boop, beep, 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 boop, boop. With this baby, we'll never be lost. Oops.
We'll get you down, find a bus stop. You just tell the man you want to go back to your mother.
Sure, but I don't think they have buses in Paradise Falls.
There, that ought to do it. Here, I'll give you some change for bus fare.
No, I'll just use my city bus pass.
Whoa, that's gonna be like a billion transfers to get back to my house. Mr. Fredrickson, how much longer?
Well, we're up pretty high.
It could take hours to get down.
Huh? That thing was building or something.
What was that, Mr. Fredrickson?
We can't be close to the ground yet. Where are we?
This doesn't look like the city or the jungle, Mr. Fredrickson.
Don't worry, Harry. I got it. It's so beautiful. We made it. We made it. Russell, we can float right over there. Climb up. Climb up.
You mean assist you?
Yeah, yeah. Whatever.
Okay, I'll climb up.
Water.
Sorry.
When you get up there, go ahead and hoist me up. Got it? You on the porch yet? What? That's it? I came all this way just to get stuck at the wrong end of this rock pile? Oh, great.
Hey, if I could assist you over there, would you sign off on my badge?
What are you talking about?
We could walk your house to the falls.
Walk it?
Yeah, after all, we weigh it down. We could walk it right over there, like a parade balloon.
Now, we're going to walk to the falls quickly and quietly with no rap music or flash dancing.
Uh-huh.
We have 3 days at best before the helium leaks out of those balloons.
Whoa.
And if we're not at the falls when that happens,
Sand.
We're not getting to the falls.
I found sand!
Don't you worry, Ellie. We'll get our house over there. Hey, let's play a game. It's called See Who Can Be Quiet the Longest.
Cool! My mom loves that game!
darn thing. Come on, Russell, would you hurry it up?
I'm tired, and my knee hurts.
Which knee?
My elbow hurts, and I have to go to the bathroom.
I asked you about that 5 minutes ago.
Well, I didn't have to go then. I don't want to walk anymore. Can we stop?
Russell, if you don't hurry up, the tigers will eat you.
And those tigers in South America. Zoology.
Oh, for the love of Pete. Go on into the bushes and do your business.
Okay, here, hold myself.
I've always wanted to try this.
Mr. Frederickson, am I supposed to dig the hole before or after?
Yeah, none of my concern.
Oh. It's before!
Yeah. No, 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 no.
Huh? Tracks? Snipe. Here, Snipe. Come on out, Snipe. Snipe. Don't be afraid, little Snipe. I am a wilderness explorer, so I'm a friend to all of nature. Want some more? Hi, boy. Don't eat it all. Come on out. Come on. Come on. Don't be afraid, little Snipe. Nice, Snipe. Good little Snipe. Snipe. Giant Snipe.
Oh, did you?
Are they tall?
Oh, yes, they're very tall.
Do they have a lot of colors?
They do indeed.
Do they like chocolate?
Oh, yeah, chocolate. Ah! What is that thing?
It's a snipe.
There's no such thing as a snipe.
But you said snipe.
Oh,
thank you. Whoa.
Go on, get out of here. Come on, go. Careful, Russell.
Hey, look, Mr. Peterson. It likes me. Whoa.
Russell.
No, stop. That tickles.
Get out of here. Come on. Get.
Mr. Frederickson is nice.
Kevin?
Yeah, that's his name I just gave him.
Feed it. Bamboo. Ram. Hey, that's mine. Shoo, shoo. Get out of here. Go on, feed it.
Can we keep him, please? I'll get the food for him. I'll walk him. I'll change his newspapers.
No.
An explorer is a friend to all, be a plant or a fish or a tiny mole.
That doesn't even rhyme.
Yeah, it does. Hey, look, Kevin.
What? Get down. You're not allowed up there. You come down here right now. Sheesh. Can you believe this, Ellie?
Ellie? Hey, Ellie. Could I keep the bird? She said for you to let me.
But I told him no. I told you no. N-O. I see you back there. Go on, get out of here. Shoot. Go annoy someone else for a while.
Hey, are you okay over there?
Hello?
sir. Thank goodness. It's nice to know someone else is up here.
I can smell you.
What? You can smell us?
I can smell you.
Hey.
You were talking to a rock. Hey, that one looks like a turtle. Look at that one. That one looks like a dog. Hey, it is a dog.
What?
We're not allowed to have dogs in my apartment. Hey, I like dogs.
We have your dog.
Whoa.
Wonder who he belongs to.
Sit, boy. Hey, look, he's trained. Shake. Uh-huh. Speak.
Hi there.
Did that dog just say hi there?
Oh, yes.
Brad!
My name is Doug. I have just met you, and I love you. My master made me this collar. He is a good and smart master, and he made me this collar so that I may talk.
Squirrel!
My master is good and smart.
It's not possible.
Oh, it is, because my master is smart.
Cool. What do these do, boy?
Hey, would you cut that cradle contigo? I use that collar.
What? Hashiwa, Hanashima. You talk with me. I would be happy if you stopped.
Russell, don't touch that. It could be radioactive or something.
I am a great tracker. My pack sent me on a special mission, all by myself. Have you seen a bird? I want to find one, and I've been on this scent. I am a great tracker. Did I mention that? Hey, that is a bird. I have never seen one up close, but this is the bird. May I take your bird back to camp as my prisoner?
Yes, yes, take it. And on the way, learn how to bark like a real dog.
I can bark. And here's howling.
Can we keep him, please, please, please?
No.
But it's a talking dog.
It's just a weird trick or something. Let's get to the falls.
Please be my prisoner. Oh, please be my prisoner.
Oh, here it is. I picked up the bird scent.
Wait a minute. What is it? Chocolate. I smell chocolate.
I'm getting prunes and denture cream. Who are they?
Oh, man, Master will not be pleased. We better tell him someone took the bird, right, Alpha?
No. Soon enough, the bird will be ours yet again. Find the scent, my compadres, and you too shall have much rewarding from Master for the toil factor you wage.
Hey, Alpha, I think there's something wrong with your collar. You must have bumped it.
Yeah, your voice sounds funny.
Mayhaps you desire to challenge the ranking that I have been assigned by my strength and cunning.
No. But maybe Doug would. You might want to ask him.
Yeah. I wonder if he's found the bird on his very special mission.
Do not mention Doug to me at this time. His fool's errand will keep him most occupied indeed. Do you not agree with that which I am saying to you now?
Sure, but the second Master finds out you sent Doug out by himself, none of us will get a treat.
You're wise, my trusted lieutenant. Alpha, calm down. Come in, Doug.
Hi, Alpha. Hey, your voice sounds funny.
I know. Have you seen the bird?
Why, yes. The bird is my prisoner now.
Yeah, right.
Impossible. Where are you?
I am here with the bird, and I will bring it back, and then you will like me. Oh, gotta go.
Hey, Doug, who are you talking to?
No, wait.
What's Doug doing?
Why is he with that small mailman?
Where are they?
There he is. Come on.
Oh, please, oh, please, oh, please be my prisoner.
Doug, stop bothering Kevin.
That man there says I can take the bird, and I love that man there like he is my master.
I am not your master.
I am warning you once again, bird.
Hey, quit it.
I am jumping on you now,
Russell,
bird.
At this rate, we'll never get to the fall.
Here, bird, get the bird.
I am nobody's master, got it? I don't want you here, and I don't want you here. I'm stuck with you. And if you two don't clear out of here by the time I count to three...
A ball! Oh, boy, a ball!
Ball? You want a ball?
Oh, oh, a
Yes, I do. I do ever so want the ball.
Go get it.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I will get it and then bring it back.
Quick, Russell. Give me some chocolate.
Why?
Just give it to me. Bird. Bird. Come on, Russell.
Wait, Mr. Frederickson.
Ah. Did the trick.
Hi, Master.
Afternoon. Thanks for keeping us dry anyway, Ellie.
Which one's the front?
Oh, boy.
Is this step 3 or step 5? There. All done. That's for you. Oh, tents are hard.
Wait, aren't you Super Wilderness Guy with the GPMs and the badges?
Yeah, but can I tell you a secret?
No.
All right, here it goes. I never actually built a tent before. There, I said it.
You've been camping before, haven't you?
Well, never outside.
Well, why didn't you ask your dad how to build a tent?
I don't think he wants to talk about this stuff.
Well, why don't you try him sometime? Maybe he'll surprise you.
Well, he's away a lot. I don't see him much.
He's got to be home sometime.
Well, I called, but Phyllis told me I bug him too much.
Phyllis? You call your own mother by her first name?
Phyllis isn't my mom.
Oh.
He promised he'd come to my Explorer ceremony to pin on my Assisting the Elderly badge. So he can show me about tents then, right?
Hey, why don't you get some sleep? Don't want to wake up the traveling flea circus.
Mr. Frederickson, Doug says he wants to take Kevin prisoner. We have to protect him. Can Kevin go with us?
All right, he can come.
Promise you won't leave him?
Yeah.
Cross your heart?
Cross my heart. What have I got myself into, Ellie? Morning, sweetheart. We better get moving. Huh, bird's gone. Maybe Russell won't notice. All right, everybody up.
Where's Kevin? He's wandered off. Kevin! Doug, find Kevin.
Find the bird. Find the bird. Point.
Oh, look, there he is.
Point.
Hey, that's my food. Get off my roof.
Yeah, get off of his
roof. What is it doing?
The bird is calling to her babies.
Her babies? Kevin's a girl?
is over there in those twisty rocks. She has been gathering food for her babies and must get back to them.
Wait, Kevin's just leaving. But you promised to protect her. Her babies need her. We gotta make sure they're together.
Sorry, Russell. We've lost enough time already.
This was her favorite chocolate. Because you sent her away, there's more for you.
Hmm?
Kevin?
Where's the bird? You said you had the bird.
Oh, yes. Since I have said that, I can see how you would think that.
Where is it?
Tomorrow. Come back tomorrow, and then I will again have the bird, yes.
Lost it. Why do I not have a surprise feeling? Well, at least you now have led us to the small mailman and the one who smells of prunes. Master will be most pleased we have found them, and will ask of them many questions. Talk!
Wait, we're not going with you. We're going to the fall. Came here in that?
Yeah.
In a house? A floating house? That's the darndest thing I've ever seen. You're not after my bird, are you? But if you need to borrow a cup of sugar, I'd be happy to oblige you. Well, this is all a misunderstanding. My dog made a mistake.
Wait, are you Charles Muntz?
Yes.
The Charles Muntz?
Adventures out there.
It's really him. That's Charles Muntz.
It is. Who's Charles Muntz?
Him. Yeah, yeah, I'm Carl Fredrickson. Yeah.
My wife and I, we were your biggest fans. Oh, you're a man of good taste. Now, you must be tired. Hungry?
Uh-huh.
Now, attention, everyone. These people are no longer intruders. They are our guests.
Yeah! Follow me. I like you temporarily. You do smell like fruit.
Oh.
I will not bite you. The small mailman smells like chocolate.
I'm sorry about the dogs. Hope they weren't too rough on you.
We weren't.
Go ahead and moor your airship right next to mine.
We're not actually going inside the spirit of adventure itself.
Oh, would you like to?
Would I? Wait up, Mr. Muntz.
Jiminy.
Not you.
What do we do with Doug?
He has lost his bird. Put him in the cone of shame.
I do not like the cone of shame.
Well, most of the collection is housed in the world's top museums, New York, Munich, London. Of course, I kept the best for myself.
Did you ever? Would you look at that?
Oh, yes, the Arsenotherium. Beast charged while I was brushing my teeth. Used my shaving kit to bring him down. Oh, yeah, well, surprised me. Only way to get it out of Ethiopia at the time was to have it declared as dental equipment.
Oh, my gosh. The giant Sumerian leopard tortoise.
Oh, you recognize it. I'm impressed. That's an interesting story there. Excellent choice, yeah. I found it on safari with Roosevelt. He and I fell into a habit of playing gin rummy in the evenings. And did he cheat? Oh, he was horrible.
Dinner is ready.
Oh, dear. Broken translator. It's that loose wire again. Yeah. There you go, big fella.
Thank you, Master.
I like this other voice.
Well, dinner is served. Right this way. So, how are things stateside? Huh? Almost tempted to go back a few times. But I have unfinished work here. Please, I hope you're hungry, because Epsilon is the finest chef I've ever had. Oh, Epsilon, you've done it again.
Yes. Hey! Hey!
Oh, my Ellie would have loved all this. You know, it's because of you she had this dream to come down here and live by Paradise Falls.
I'm honored, and now you've made it.
You sure we're not a bother? I'd hate to impose.
No, no, it's a pleasure to have guests. A real treat.
Free! Free! Free!
Don't, don't.
I want to
introduce that word. Having guests is a delight. More often I get thieves come to steal what's rightfully mine.
No.
They called me a fraud, those... But once I bring back this creature, my name will be cleared. Beautiful, isn't it? Oh, I've spent a lifetime tracking it. Sometimes years go by between sightings. I've tried to smoke it out of that deathly labyrinth where it lives. Can't go in after it. Once in, there's no way out. Lost so many dogs. And here they come, these bandits, and think the bird is theirs to take. But they soon find that this mountain is a very dangerous place.
Hey, that looks like Kevin.
Kevin?
Yeah, that's my new giant bird pet. I trained it to follow us.
Follow you? It was impossible. How?
She likes chocolate.
Chocolate?
Yeah, I gave her some of my chocolate. She goes gaga for it.
But it ran off. It's gone now.
You know, Carl, these people who pass through here, they all tell pretty good stories. A surveyor making a map. Botanist cataloging plants. An old man taking his house to Paradise Falls. I mean, that's the best one yet. I can't wait to hear how it ends.
Well, it's been a wonderful evening, but we better be going.
You're not leaving.
We don't want to take advantage of your hospitality. Hey, come on, Russell.
But we haven't even had dessert yet.
Oh, the boy's right. You haven't had dessert. Epsilon here makes a delicious Cherry's Jubilee. Oh, you really must stay. I insist. We have so much more to talk about.
Kevin?
Ah!
get them!
Hurry!
Help her get home.
All right, but we gotta hurry.
You lost them?
No, it was Doug.
Yeah, he's with them. He helped them escape.
Oh!
Wait. Wait a minute. Doug.
See anything?
No, my pack is not following us. Boy, they are dumb.
This is crazy. I finally meet my childhood hero and he's trying to kill us. What a joke.
Hey, I know a joke. A squirrel walks up to a tree and says, I forgot to store acorns for winter and now I am dead. Ha! Oh, it is funny because the squirrel gets dead.
Careful, Russell.
You okay, Kevin? You know what, Mr. Frederickson? The wilderness isn't quite what I expected.
Yeah? How so?
It's kind of wild. I mean, not how they made it sound in my book.
Get used to that, kid.
My dad made it sound so easy. He's really good at camping and how to make fire from rocks and stuff. He used to come to all my sweat lodge meetings. And afterwards, we'd go get ice cream at Fenton's. I always get chocolate and he gets butter brickle.
Then we sit on this one curb right outside, and I'll count all the blue cars, and he counts all the red ones, and whoever gets the most wins. I like that curb. That might sound boring, but I think the boring stuff is the stuff I remember the most.
Hold on, Russell. Stand still.
Look at that bird go.
Straight up, you overgrown chicken.
That's it. Go, Kevin. Go find your baby.
This is none of my concern. I didn't ask for any of this.
Master, it's all right.
I am not your master. And if you hadn't have shown up, none of this would have happened. Bad dog, bad dog. Now, whether you assist me or not, I am going to Paradise Falls if it kills me.
I don't want this anymore.
Russell? Russell!
I'm gonna help Kevin, even if you won't!
No, Russell, no!
I love you. Can I stay?
Can you stay? Well, you're my dog, aren't you? And I'm your master.
You are my master? Oh, boy.
Good boy, Doug. Yeah, good boy. Your elderly friend.
He's not my friend anymore.
Well, if you're here, Fredrickson can't be far behind.
Please, give me Kevin! Let me go!
Scream all you want, small mailman.
None of your mailman friends can hear you.
I'll bring me all my wilderness explorer training.
Alpha, Fredrickson's coming back. Guard that bird. If you see the old man, you know what to do.
Hey, where are you going? I'm not finished with you.
Nice talking with you. Where are you, Fredrickson?
Woo!
I got it!
I'm sorry, Kevin. Let's get you out of here.
Master! He's gone! The
what?
Old man!
Found Kevin.
He's got the bird!
That's the bird's gone!
Calm down one at a time! Come on, spit it out! Come on!
Enough! I'm ready at first. Come with me! Alive! But dead!
Where?
out, kid.
Easy, Russell.
Oh, I am ready to not be up high.
Yeah.
About your house, Mr. Fredrickson.
You know, it's just a house.
Look at you. You're so soft.
Aww.
I wish I could keep one.
Where's my cane? I just had it here.
You know what? Keep them. A little gift from me to you.
Bye, Kevin!
Graduate to senior explorers. For extreme mountaineering lore, congratulations, Jimmy. For wild animal defensive arts, congratulations, Brandon. For assisting the elderly, Russell, is there someone that...
Excuse me. Pardon me. Old man coming through. I'm here for him.
Congratulations, Russell. Sir?
Russell, for assisting the elderly and for performing above and beyond the call of duty, I would like to award you the highest honor I can bestow, the Ellie Badge.
So let's give a big explorer call to our brand new senior wilderness explorers. Ready, everybody?
Maybe I need new glasses.
Thank you.